it is time to celebrate. And I wanted to start by saying that our regularly scheduled sermon series sermon will be next week, as we'll take a break. The Seeing Jesus in the Old Testament sermon study returns next week as we look at the life of Moses and the life of Christ and the similarities between the two. There are so many, and we're gonna look at that journey next week. But this week, we're going to celebrate because it was vacation Bible school all week, and it was fantastic. And I wanted to first give a shout out to Miss Marcia, who came up with such an awesome thing. I have a card and a plant for Miss Marcia. Miss Marcia, where are you? Is she there? She is. And I have the opportunity as the pastor to pick out a plant, you know, for Miss Marcia. That's just what I like to do. And I bought her the same plant last year, almost.
It's
still alive. And well, and the reason why I chose this particular plant is I imagined little frogs maybe jumping on the lily pads, and how some of them have grown quite large, and how some of them are still unfolding. And I thought of your ministry and how so many things that you've created and that you've prayed about and put into place here have been leaping pads for the little ones to jump off of. My whole sermon's not going to be emotional like this. Emotions coming from out of the congregation as well, as we can't thank you enough. And here's a little ticket to go to lunch here in this card. But this is for Miss Marcia. Her curriculum was so good this year, as it is every year. But the themes each day, as Pastor Jermaine prayed, could be a 6-week sermon study on each one of them. So I'm going to consolidate a whole lot of it today. But let's give her a hand, Miss Marcia, a fantastic DBS this year. Yes. And also, I wanted to bring up Miss Jackie. Where are you, Jackie? Here she comes. I chose some succulents because they are resilient and easy. Jackie's easy to be around, and so I thought, well, these plants will be easy, and you won't have to do much. Don't have to do much with them. Jackie was awesome. She led us every morning. She was there with all the themes, and so on behalf of the church, we just thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, yes. Oh, it was fantastic. And we knew it would be good, but I wasn't sure how good it would be when I heard about the theme. And then I wanted to say the music was out of this world good. It was so well done, well put together. We have such a gift. Yes. Matt Evans, your card's on the way. I got a little go out to lunch card. So anyway, it's just a beautiful gift to know these songs were so well put together, and we even have our wonderful German Seven Dutchmen with us today. We're so happy to have you with us. It's hard not to smile. It's hard not to celebrate with that music going on. And so we had dance moves that so shout out to Hope and Reed for the wonderful. They're not here this morning. They're swimming, but it was a beautiful. Beautiful to see them lead us each and every day, and all the volunteers from the snacks to the arts and crafts to the Bible station, all of the story times. It was just put together so well and so joyful, and so special thanks to everyone. I knew it would be wonderful, but I didn't know it would be as good as it was. And the kids were the best part, I thought, because of the lights that would just go off in their minds. I was even gifted, my buddy Reed gifted me a little banjo that he made out of paper plates, and it was wonderful. So Reed, thank you so much. I cherish that gift. I keep it in my office with my other banjos. It's there on the shelf. They were so sweet to see them sing the songs and for them to experience the different stations around in the day as we went through the themes. And so this week I wanted to kind of take you through the week and maybe go a little deeper into some of these insights. But day one was God creates. We celebrate God creating. I had the opportunity to be in character all week, and the first day was George the Foreman. It was George Foreman. The kids didn't really understand the joke. His name was George Foreman, whoever that is. But it was a lot of fun, and I was kind of a goofball the first day, and I had the opportunity to be tinkering around backstage, and I was trying to make the world. And the kids all knew that you can't make the world, only God can make the world, but we are called to be caretakers of it. We talked about our responsibility to care for God's earth, to be good caretakers as we reduce, reuse, recycle. And as I'm goofing around, and as I'm in this skit, I had a little hand go up, and the kid leaned forward with all sincerity, completely off topic. He asked, "Pastor," they all knew I was Pastor Dan, and it says, "Pastor Dan," and then he said, "George, why do people die?" Oh, I was not prepared to answer that question on Monday. So I said, "Good question. That is a really good question. You all have such good questions." But I thought about that question all week and the sincerity in which it was asked. And yet we thanked him for the question. I had to move along. And I thought about it. How do you answer that? Well, there's hope still. That we're loved in such a way that's eternal. And I had so much more to say, but they're off to another station, and another group is coming through. We are to be good caretakers. And as I thought about that, I thought, all of our lives, we're to be caretakers for each other too. That's who God is and what God calls us to be, and how we can embody that spirit of God as we take care of one another. And then day two was about freedom. Freedom. We had this wonderful Bible verse, "Sing praises to the Lord for his great victory." And I got to wear a beard and dressed like Moses. And I'm telling you, and why not? I mean, why not? You know, I was like, the whole time dressed as Moses, I'm thinking quietly to myself, I have the best job in the world. Most people go to work. I get to dress up like Moses and dance around with children. Man, sign me up. That's awesome, right? So I got to dress as Moses and talk about freedom. And I led these groups of children through an awesome place that was decorated by my friend Carly and Mary James, through these walls of water all the way through to safety. And I thought, this is so cool. We're planting these seeds. You see, you will see as you study the scripture that this is a big theme, that God, this is what God does. God leads God's people from slavery to freedom. And this is what Jesus is doing. Jesus is leading us from slavery to sin to freedom and to new life and a life of freedom. And that we're free not just from, you know, sin and bad things, but we're free to live a life of freedom, which is a beautiful thing. So these seeds are being planted. And then I got to dance, and I thought of my old buddy Harold from the hills. When I went to Appalachian State University, it was up in the mountains of North Carolina, and every time there was a rock and roll concert, Harold from the hills would come down. He looked like Moses, big beard, and he was old back then. Actually, he was like the age I am right now, and I put on the beard, and I looked in the mirror, and there was Harold from the hills. So I thought of my old buddy as I was dancing, looking like Moses. Had a blast. And then on day three, it's God speaks. So not only does God create, not only does God give us our freedom, but God speaks to us and tells us the best ways to live. We talked about Moses up on the mountain receiving the best ways to live, all the laws. And kind of the godly play lesson, what we present to children is the best ways to live, the 10 best ways. And as the day got went on, we we found out a better ways to present this, and so I had the puzzle pieces to go together and as a heart, and I would hand them off slowly to Carly. I said, there is only one God. And I would hand it to Carly. I said, you can't say it until she puts it into the board over there. So they would wait, and they said, there is only one God. Don't worship anything but God. Say God's name with love. Take time to worship and to rest. Respect your mom and dad. Don't hurt others on purpose. Love the person you marry. Don't take things that don't belong to you. Tell the truth. Don't wish for something that someone else has. All the 10 best ways to live. They put together these little heart puzzle pieces. And my prayer that day was that we could truly be known by our love. As they go together then that way, as God speaks. Now day number 4 was God gives wisdom. I got to dress up like Solomon. And the skit was good. You know, Solomon prays for wisdom. And then the kids think about these scenarios that would reflect wisdom. And it had me thinking all day, what is wisdom? Well, it's not just information, but it's knowing what to do with that information. And then in my personal life, I'm thinking, what should I say? What should I not say? What would be helpful when I watch the news and process things? What would be a good thing to say or to comment? And how will we be known? By our correct information or by our wisdom to know what to do with that as we discern what God wants for us and how tricky that can be. On Thursday afternoon, I went to go see a dear friend of mine, and his name's Craig Bell. And Craig, many of you know from our congregation here, Craig is someone that truly loves God and he loves other people. And Craig Bell is like one of those reasons why someone should go to church. You know, because you might meet somebody like Craig, or you might just be somebody like Craig who loves the Lord and loves others. And it was a joy to know him. And he is not responsive right now. He's been in decline, and he is at a wonderful care facility. And I knew that I needed to go see him and say goodbye. Pastor Jermaine had been earlier in the week and had anointed him, and I knew that. I went and visited with him, and I tried to get him to wake up, and I couldn't. And I needed to do something. I don't think it was for him. I think it was for me. I needed to anoint him myself. But I didn't have any anointing oil. Nothing fancy, no lily of the valley, nothing like that. But as I'm visiting with him and praying, I realized that I did have some oil in my gym bag in the car. And it was beard oil from back when I had a beard. And I ran to the car and I got this beard oil. And it smelled masculine. I knew Craig would like it. And I heard these words that I had learned from Pastor Jermaine when she had anointed our friend Farrell. And so I said the words, God, thank you for allowing Craig to be your hands in this world, the hands of Christ in the world, the feet of Christ in the world, the head, the heart. And I thought about the fifth day, which is God is with us. And that gives us something to celebrate. And as I went to VBS on Friday and thought about how God is with us, my prayer under my breath was that prayer that we say so often without meaning to. We say, when somebody's sick, God be with so-and-so. God be with Craig. God, be with Becky. God, be with Matt. God, be with these people that are on our prayer list. God, be with David. These prayers that I've prayed every week, and I feel like God hears those prayers, and God says, okay, I will be. I will be. I already am. Later on Friday afternoon, as I'm putting all this together and I'm thinking about this week, I call Aging Gracefully Nursing Facility. And the person on the phone picked up and I said, I'm just checking on my friend. Is he still with us? And she says, yes, he's with us and I am with him. And I have on my, she said, I don't have a lot of talents, but I have one talent, and that's I sit with people who are going from this life to the next, and I make sure they know they're not alone, and I make sure they know they're loved, and I'm praying for our friend. And I hung up the phone, and I realized, God is with our friend, not just now, but eternally, now and forever. And even though it's sad to think about, we have so much to give thanks for and to celebrate, don't we? And we celebrate that God creates, and he creates us to be creators as well. That God gives freedom. Yeah. And so we're free. But we're free not only from the things that hold us back and hold us down and keep us from living free and full lives, but we're free so that we can. So that we can. God's speaking to us, giving us the best ways to live, calling us always to follow him, and sending people into our lives that model this, people that love God and love others. And then wisdom. God, give me wisdom. Help me to know how to navigate in this world, how to truly be a force of good, an instrument of peace, someone that brings others into the life and the light. Help me to bring myself into it sometimes too. And God, we thank you most of all that you are with us, that we get to be caretakers. And while there might not be a question, an answer to the question that was asked on day one, maybe we don't have the answer. Why? Why, God? Why so soon? You know, because it never seems like there's enough time. Whether someone's young or older or 100 years old, there's never seems to be enough time. But in all of it, there's hope. There is hope because God is with us. God is with us. And that doesn't stop when our bodies give out and when we're finished with this life. There is more. Because with God, we have all the time that we need. And so, all of this is wrapped up in the here and now, in the today, as we consider this wonderful translation of a verse in the Psalms that we know by heart, and we say this often. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then I looked at the common English translation of this, and I want you to see it and maybe take it with you out the doors, out into your week. This is the day the Lord acted. We will rejoice and celebrate in it. Let's say that together. This is the day the Lord acted. We will rejoice and celebrate in it. Let us pray. God, we thank you for these blessings, for these reasons to celebrate. And God, these are only five of the reasons, God, but there are so many more wrapped up in between, over, above, beside, the width, the depth, the breadth of your love. God, we thank you for this wonderful week of questions and answers, of holy moments and challenging, tiring work with children. God, thank you that you call us your children, no matter what age we are, that you're always ready to welcome us home. And that what you want is life and life abundant for each and every one of us. God, we love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.